Hello.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising
No.
agency?
No, none of those.
None of those.
No.
And thinking ahead of the non-primary elections on August the 20th, how likely are you to vote? Would you say you are definitely voting them? You are very unlikely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote? Are you not very likely to vote, or
Very
not at
likely to
all
vote.
very likely to vote? Okay, and what is your age, or with which political party are you registered, Democrat or Republican, or you're not affiliated in any party?
I think Republican.
Okay, and what is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian
White.
American, white Caucasian? Good. And what is your age, ma'am? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56.
36 to 45.
Good. And generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay. And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, corruption in local governments. Which one of those is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your life better, ma'am?
Housing and property inflation.
Okay. And although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you are definitely voting for the Democratic candidate? Probably voting for the Democratic candidate? Would you lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or you are definitely voting for the Republican candidate, or probably voting for the Republican candidate, or would you lean slightly?
I can't like local elections. It's different for me. I really vote based on the candidate. So undecided, you could say.
Undecided at this moment? Oh, okay.
Sorry, hold on. What happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? You hurt your toe? Okay, you stubbed it. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Okay.
No.
And you kicked the wall or something? You kicked the drain? Okay. Let's calm down and sit calm on you. Hi. Sorry. What's the next one?
No problems at all, ma'am. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. I'm gonna name the persons at you at this moment. Joe Sanchez, would you say
Never heard of him.
very never heard of him? What about Aileen Higgins?
Nope, never heard of her.
Never heard of her. What about Joe Biden? Would you say
Slightly
very favorable?
unfavorable.
You said somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Yeah, okay. What about Joe Carollo?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. What about Fabian Bisabe?
I don't know local politics so well here. I just moved here recently, so I can't really speak to those people. If they're local, I mean, I
Okay.
know they're not federal.
Okay. This will be local and from elected officials across the country as well. And have you heard about Alex Diaz de La Portilla? Would you say very favorable,
no.
somewhat favorable?
Never heard of him?
What about Carlos Jimenez?
Never heard of him.
What about Miguel Soliman?
Never heard of him.
What about Rosie Cordero Studs?
Never heard of her. Okay, I'm coming. Oh, wait, you know what? Sorry, I gotta jump off. I'm sorry, I gotta go now.
May I call you back at a later time, ma'am?
How many more questions do you have?
It's actually an approximate of about 20 more questions from 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. Let's just, anyone that's local, you can say I've never heard of. I've never heard of anyone local.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and name them to you for quality purposes. Vicky Lopez, you never heard of her?
Nope, never heard of her, no.
What about Maria Elvira Salazar? Oh,
never heard of her. Sorry, I can't do such a long one. I thought this was like a short, quick few questions thing. I can't answer it. Like, you can say never heard of any of these. I don't know any of the local people.
What about Donald Trump?
Yes, I've heard of him.
Would you say favorable or unfavorable? Very unfavorable or somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be a somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable, sure.
And what about Francis Suarez? Have you heard of him?
Yes. I don't know. I've heard of him, but I can't answer. I don't know. I think favorable.
Okay. And would it be a somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. What about Alfonso de Leon?
Nope, no idea.
No idea. What about Daniela Levin Cabo?
Favorable.
Would that be a somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. You would now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Aileen Higgins or Joe Arroyo?
I have no
idea,
so you can say I don't know. I'm sure.
Okay.
I don't know anything about these candidates yet.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Aileen Higgins or for Miguel Soliman?
Same thing. I have no idea.
Okay. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For Aileen Higgins or for Alfonso de Leon?
You're asking, I have no idea. It's the same question.
Never heard of him.
You ask it again. Yeah, keep going. No.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Aileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner?
No idea. Can't answer.
Okay. And you will now be given some statements about Aileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Aileen Higgins if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission...
Is she Republican or Democrat?
She's actually the one in power at the moment, ma'am.
I know, but I'm asking if she's a Republican or Democrat.
Yes. In this case, I'm unable to answer that question for quality purposes, but I'm going to go ahead and I'll read you some statements of what people have stated regarding to her, and please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission.
I have no more time. Thank you for your time. Sorry. If
or may I call you back, ma'am?
No, sorry. I don't know enough about this stuff to answer this stuff properly. Thank
or
you.
May I call you back at a different date?